The city told me last week, or told anybody who chose to read their media release, that they are doing a pilot project to divert organic food waste from landfills and to assess whether this has the potential for further rollout. Alison Davison is head of waste management for the city. Alison, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
How's this going to work, and how does one become part of the pilot project should one want to be?
The project has been set up in 8 sites, so 4 of the city's existing drop-off sites, namely Belha, Killarney, Hout Bay and Woodstock, which are open from 9:30 to 5 from Mondays to Saturdays and 9 to 1 on Sundays and public holidays. So you can pop in at one of those sites and receive your 5-litre bucket, into which you will put your food waste, and then when it's full, you can return it for cleaning and emptying. Similarly, there are 4 temporary sites in CBD areas, and these are open for shorter periods on allocated days. So there is the Civic the Cape Town City Centre on Mondays from 10 until 2, the Claremont CBD on Tuesdays, the Durbanville CBD on Wednesdays, and Somerset West CBD on Thursdays. Those are pop-up sites where you would need to visit on that particular day. And similarly, you would receive your 5-litre bucket and empty it once a week at that particular site.
And once, I mean, okay, I think this is a good idea. The site closest to me isn't accepting it, so I decide I want to go to the city centre, and I pick up a bin on Monday, and I bring it back the following Monday. What happens to it then? Where does it go?
So this is obviously a research pilot where we are seeing how many people participate and how many tons are collected. So for this particular pilot, the food waste will be composted at one of our city waste management facilities for now. And we will obviously measure how much waste is brought in and whether it's feasible for future rollout.
Okay. What are the hopes for this project? I mean, we know, not just in South Africa, but across the world, there's an enormous amount of food waste, and that food waste, ideally you'd intercept it before it becomes food waste and you'd put it into people's bodies as nutrition, but there's a lot of it that is waste that can't be used, that has to be disposed of in some way. What is your hope for this project?
So the hope for this project is it's one of various trials to see which are the best methodologies to try and divert as much food waste from landfill as possible. And we also offer home composting advice and tips on our website. If you just type in home composting, you can get all sorts of tips. So that is another option for food waste. We also have the drop-off sites where residents can drop off their garden waste. But this particular project is for people that can't compost at home or would rather just drop off their food waste at the site. And it is one of a suite of research that we're doing to see which is the most appropriate or one of the most appropriate ways to offer a service for residents in future to try and divert as much from landfill as possible.
And Alison, you mentioned 4 permanent sites and 4 pop-up sites. Very difficult to remember those things, particularly if one is driving and can't jot down the details. Is there a website to which people who are interested can go to find out more?
The best thing to do would be to email re.cycling@capetown.gov.za, and a pamphlet with all the details can be sent to you. So that would be re.cycling, like recycling, but it's broken by a dot. At capetown.gov.za, that would be the best way.
Thank you very much for telling us about it. Let's hope that it makes a difference. Alison Davison is the head of waste management for the city.